Listening Library presents Magic Treehouse Collection, Volume 3, by Mary Pope Osborne. Read for you by the author.
Tonight on the Titanic. Chapter 1, A New Mission. Jack opened his eyes. It was a stormy night. The rain tapped hard on his window pane.
"Do you hear what the rain is saying?" said a voice.
Jack turned on his lamp. Annie stood in his doorway. She wore her rain poncho over her pajamas and held a flashlight.
"It's saying, come now," she said.
"You're nuts," said Jack.
"Listen, just listen," said Annie.
Jack listened. The rain did seem to be tapping out. "Come now, come now."
"We have to go to the treehouse," said Annie. "Something important is about to happen."
"Now?" said Jack.
Jack didn't want to leave his warm, cozy room. But he had a feeling Annie was right. Something important was about to happen.
"You coming?" she said.
"Yeah, yeah," he said.
He climbed out of bed.
"Just put on your rain poncho," said Annie.
Jack threw his rain poncho over his pajamas. He pulled on his sneakers and grabbed his backpack.
"Don't forget your master librarian card," said Annie. "I have mine with me."
Jack put the card with the glowing letters ML on it into his backpack.
"I'm ready," he said.
Jack and Annie went quietly down the stairs. Then they slipped out the door into the chilly, damp night. The storm had eased up. Rain fell gently as they ran up the street. The wet ground glistened in the beam of the flashlight. They headed into the Frog Creek woods. Wind blew through the trees, shaking water to the ground. Jack shivered. He wiped raindrops off his glasses.
"Brr," said Annie. "I'm cold."
"Me too," said Jack.
As they kept walking, Annie pointed the flashlight up into the trees.
"There it is," she said.
Her light had found the treehouse.
"Morgan," Jack called.
There was no answer.
"I wonder what's wrong," said Annie. "I was sure she'd be here."
"Let's go up and see," said Jack.
Annie grabbed the rope ladder and started climbing. Jack followed. Rain dripped from the trees onto his poncho. They climbed into the treehouse. Annie shined her light into each corner. The first three corners were empty. Then the flashlight beam hit the fourth. Jack and Annie gasped with surprise. Sitting in the corner was a small dog. He looked like a terrier puppy. He had scruffy, light brown fur. He stared sadly at Jack and Annie.
"Oh,"
whispered Annie.
"Where did you come from?" said Jack.
Annie patted the dog's head. He wagged his tail.
"He's so cute," she said. "He looks like a little teddy bear. Hi, Teddy."
Teddy was actually a good name for him, Jack thought. "Where did you come from, Teddy?" he asked.
The little dog whimpered.
"Don't be sad," said Annie. "Everything's okay."
"How did he get up here?" Jack asked.
"I don't know, but I bet Morgan had something to do with it," said Annie.
Jack's gaze fell on a piece of paper lying on the floor.
"I think you're right," he said.
He picked up the paper. On it was fancy writing that said, "This little dog is under a spell and needs your help. To free him, you must be given four special things. A gift from a ship lost at sea, a gift from the prairie blue, a gift from a forest far away, a gift from a kangaroo. Be wise, be brave, be careful. Morgan."
P.S. Your master librarian cards won't help on this mission. Just be yourselves, and all will be well.
"What kind of spell do you think Teddy is under?" said Annie.
"Who knows?" said Jack.
"Poor thing," said Annie.
She patted the dog's head. He licked her hand.
"It looks like we have to take four trips," said Jack.
Teddy trotted over to a book. He pushed it with his nose.
"Look," said Annie. "I bet that will take us on the first trip."
She picked up the book that the little dog had chosen.
"Good job, Teddy,"
she said. The title of the book was The Unsinkable Ship.
Well, at least that's good, said Jack. The ship won't sink, even if it is lost.
Ready, Teddy?
Asked Annie.
Arf, arf, he answered.
Jack pointed at the cover of the book. I wish we could go there, he said. The wind started to blow. The treehouse started to spin. It spun faster and faster. Then everything was still, absolutely still.